الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين my brothers and respected my mothers and sisters who's listening in Madrasa, today the Jamaat is here. So inshallah we're going to talk a little bit easy way, inshallah English, you will understand also inshallah. So the Jamaat brothers don't know the Urdu, that's why their mashallah Jamaat is here from Malaysia. So we will talk so everybody can understand inshallah. Today's topic, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, the which time and what time the dua been accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So there are many, many ahadith mentioned by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hadith number one, narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in hadith book is called Abu Dawud Sharif, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when azan complete and if a person make dua at the time of azan, Allah accept his dua. When a person make dua at the time of azan, Allah accept his or her dua, number one. And the second hadith is narrated in Tirmizi, in Abu Dawud Sharif, in Nisa'i, and Imam Ibn Majah. Narrated this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah accept the dua, whatever dua you ask between azan and iqamah. Between azan and iqamah. When a person make dua, Allah accept his dua. The third hadith is narrated by Imam Hakim rahimahullah in his kitab. The hadith book is called Mustadrak Hakim. If a person make dua for any difficulty and calamities, after hayyal al-salah and after hayyal al-falah, hadith is quoted, when a person in difficult position, some very bad problem or any bad problem coming or any difficulty, any calamities in his life, when the muazzin give azan, when he reached to the place, hayyal al-salah, hayyal al-falah. After hayyal al-salah and hayyal al-falah, whenever the person make dua to remove the difficulty from his life, Allah will remove that. His hadith is quoted by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala in Mustadrak al-Hakim. The fourth hadith, narrated by Mu'atta Imam Malik, Imam Tabrani, and Imam Ibn Hibban, narrated this hadith, when a person go in the battle and is standing in the raw, standing in a saf. You know, Sahaba used to go and they were standing in the saf. Nabi Sassim said, okay, you make a saf in the battle. So at that time, if you raise hand and I ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah accept his dua. Hadith number 5. Imam Tirmizi, rahimahullah, narrated this hadith, and Imam Nisa'i also narrated this hadith, that if a person make dua immediately after faraz namaz, after every faraz namaz, there is one dua Allah accept. After every faraz namaz, one dua accept. Definitely, no doubt. When a person make dua after faraz namaz, Allah Ta'ala accept his dua. The hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi and Imam Nisa'i. Hadith number 7. Narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah in Muslim Sharif. Also the hadith is narrated in Abu Dawud Sharif. Also narrated in Nisa'i. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person makes sajda, I'm not talking about faraz namaz sajda, nafal namaz, or sajda shukr, or salatul hajat, inside the sajda, if a person makes dua, Allah accepts his dua. As Imam Muslim narrated. Why? Because the sajda is such that he is very close to Allah Ta'ala. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, when a person makes sajda, he got close to me. He is very, very close to me. So when a person, that's why Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sab Ganj Muradabadi, Alhamdulillah, I got sanad also in that way of hadith. My sanad is goes, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sab Ganj Muradabadi, then Shah Abdul Aziz, then Shah Waliullah, and go to Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. Alhamdulillah. Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sab Ganj Muradabadi used to say, I love to make sajda. I love to make sajda. Because when I make sajda, so like, look like I put my forehead on the feet of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's like I put my feet on my face, my forehead on the feet. That's why is not permissible to spit in namaz towards the Qibla. Why? It's in hadith. Imam Tirmidhi Rahmatullah says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not spit in front of you. Here you can't spit because of the carpet. I'm talking about the urinating somewhere in Safar, in journey, in jungle somewhere. There is no just reading with Jama'ah. And suddenly the spit came out. So you can't spit in front of you because Allah is in front of you. You can't spit upon Allah. No right side, the Kiraman is there. Katibin, the angel is both sides. So that's to take a tissue or something. And what you do? You take it out in the tissue or in towel. You understood this. So hadith, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib Ganj Muradabadi says, if Allah tells me on the day of Qiyamah to enter in Jannah, I will say, Allah, I don't want nothing in Jannah. I want a little but place in the corner. I want to read my namaz and make sajda to you. He was a very great wali of Allah. So Imam Muslim rahimahullah narrated, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, and Imam Nisa'i rahmatullah alayhi, if you make dua in sajda, Allah accept your dua. Do you know the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi'radhaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhu, la'uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. He was making this dua in sajda, in tahajjud, that Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, he made a longer sajda. She says, I thought he passed away in sajda. He died in sajda. It was a very long sajda. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha after namaz, that I was making dua in sajda. So he used to make dua in nafal sajda. That's why we call sajda-e-shukr. Sajda-e-shukr. What is called salat-e-shukr. If Allah grants you some favors, some ne'mat, some bounties, Allah descend upon you, what we should do? We read 2 rakat namaz, salat-e-shukr. But Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, them, rahimahumullah, said that you do sajda-e-shukr. Sajda-e-shukr. And you thank Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So, this is hadith number 7, which is narrated by Imam Muslim, that to make dua in sajda, Allah will accept your dua. Number 8, Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah narrated the hadith in Tirmizi, when you recite the Quran, always remember, when you recite the Quran, after your completing of recitations, after completing our recitation of Quran, you make dua, Allah accept your dua. Quran ki talawat ke baad, jo bhi dua ki jati, Allah kabul karte. I just went two weeks ago, Uzbekistan, Bukhara, Samarkand, Tirmiz, in all the masjid, after every farz namaz, the one qari recite a short ruku of Quran. And then they make dua. And they said to me that in the hadith, when you recite Quran and you make dua, Allah accept your dua. It's such a good, because Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, when I want to talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I used to make wuzu and stand up in namaz like I'm talking to Allah ta'ala. And when I want that Allah talk to me, then I used to make wuzu and sit down and open the Quran, reciting Quran like Allah is talking to me. When I want that I talk to Allah, I used to read my namaz. When I want that Allah talk to me, then I was reading my Qurans. So after recitation of Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the du'as. This is the hadith number 7. Hadith number 8, narrated by Imam Tirmizi rahimahumullah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number 9, Imam Tabarani rahimahumullah said, whenever a person complete full Quran, like Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, many other sahaba, when they used to complete their Quran, they used to call the wife, children in the house, sit down, we're making dua. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you complete your Quran al-Kareem, full Quran, then you make dua, Allah accept your duas. Understand? May Allah give us tawfiq to recite Quran. Number one. You know, normally we don't open only in Ramadan. We're supposed to read Quran every day. Because Quran is such, there's a word of Allah. Word of Allah. Like Allah is talking to me. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, in one place, that on the day of Qiyamah, وَيَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Allah says, I will give so much with my bounties, with my fazl. The Mufassireen narrated on the commentary of this ayat, what you're going to give us on the day of Qiyamah? It says, when you recite Quran, so you know whose word you reciting. We're reciting the word of Allah. We're reciting the word of, but we cannot see Allah. We can see Allah. But there is a writer, there is a sender of Quran. Who's that? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I cannot see. If I read, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. I'm reciting Quran, but I can't see Allah. I can't see Allah. I'm talking to Allah, but I can't see Allah. In the commentary of this ayat mentioned, that Allah will tell the person, you was reciting Quran. Because if somebody writes your son, for example, your son went another country and he had no phone, nothing. He says, all this time, they used to write a letter to father, to mother. And they used to get the letter after 5 months or 5 weeks or 1 month. So father is crying and reading, oh, my son sent a letter. My son wrote a letter. So father is, why are you crying? He said, no, my son later. I came to know today after so many weeks that my son wrote this letter. You cannot see your son. He said, no, my son's letter, but behind that, my son is there. Behind this letter, my son is there. I'm reciting Quran. The behind the words, Allah is there. Allah is going to say, you must reciting my Quran and you wanted to see me in this dunya, but you couldn't, you cannot see Allah in this dunya. Today, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, I am in front of you, you was reciting my Quran in that dunya. Today I am in front of you, just look at me. Just look at Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because we had so much love to recite the Quran. Subhanallah. So, whenever we complete our Quran, make dua. Not alone, sit down together few and make dua. Because completion of Quran, the dua accept. Remember, hadith of Imam Tabrani. Also, number 10. Hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi. Hadith is quoted by Tabrani. Allah, amazing. He says, the person who recite the Quran, the person who recite the Quran, and all of you listening the Quran, all of you listening the Quran, so the reciter, if he make dua, will accept quicker than everyone's. Why? Because he said the word of Allah from his mouth. So Allah said, now you ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will ask his dua straight away. The hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah. Further, hadith is quoted by Imam Hakim rahimahullah. In the hadith book is called Mustadrak. Mustadrak Hakim. Whenever you drink Zamzam, before Zamzam, you make dua, Allah accept your dua. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ماء زمزم لما شرب له أو كما قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم whatever intention, whatever need you make before the آب زمزم, before the water of زمزم, Allah will accept your dua. But we must learn how to make dua. We have to learn this hadith. Either you can say in your own language or you can say in Arabic, which is narrated by our kabirin and ulama. Says, first we must say in Arabic or in our language, قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ماء زمزم لما شرب له. Ya Allah, your Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that ماء زمزم, if you drink, whatever we make intention, Allah, you will accept our dua. Ya Allah, I am making dua of certain things, of this, I get better, I get cured. Who are this? Or this? So many things we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to drink water, zamzam, and he used to say, Allah, it's too hot today. How are you going to extinguish my thirstiness? My thirstiness tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah is going to be very, very hot. Ya Allah, I'm drinking zamzam water. You save me from the heat of on the day of Qiyamah. From the heat of on the day of Qiyamah. The people are going to walk and it's so much heat, so much hot, like a day of Qiyamah, day of resurrection is going to be very, very hot. But Umar radiallahu anhu used to drink, Ya Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. Save me from the heat of on the day of Qiyamah. When the sun is very close and the earth is going to be made with the copper, it's going to melt. Hadith of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, the sweating, perspiring, some are drowned until the ankle. Hadith of Bukhari Muslim, some are drowned until the knee, some are drowned in their own sweat until the back, lower back, some are drowned until the shoulder, some are drowned until the mouth. This is hadith narrated by Rasulullah. It's going to be very, very hot on the day of Qiyamah. Umar radiallahu anhu, say, Allah, save me from that hot day. He used to drink Zamzam water, making this dua. So we have to say this. Remember, dua karne se, Zamzam peene se pehle, you kehna chahiye, Allah, tere Nabi ne bayan farmaya hai. Your Nabi said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that if a person drinks Zamzam, that Allah accept his dua. Ya Allah, I'm making dua that my so-and-so problem solved. My son is, for example, is taking drugs. For example, may Allah save our children. Ya Allah, I'm drinking Zamzam. Save my son from these evil things. It's so many things we can say. I just give you one two example. Okay. Further, hadith number 11. When a person dying, we call at the time of Sakrat. The hadith is quoted by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. Also is quoted in Muslim, in Tirmizi, in Abu Dawud, Imam al-Nasai, all of them mentioned this hadith. When a person in a state of Sakrat, ek aadmi Sakrat mein ho, when a person dying, at that time, another person coming to visit him, just to sit, read something. At that time, a person make dua, not the person who died. I'm saying the person who's just coming, just to sit by that person. At that time, you make dua, Allah accept your duas. You don't know that? Koi aadmi sakrat mein ho, us waqt dua kare, kabul ho jati hai. When somebody is in sakrat, you make dua, Allah accept your duas. Allahu Akbar. Hadith is quoted by Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Abu Dawud, and many other books there. Another hadith. Hadith number 12. Imam Muslim narrated, Imam Tirmizi narrated, Imam al-Nisai narrated. Allahu Akbar. Abu Hurairah says, whenever murg, isko kya kehte hai? English mein. Chicken, no? Kya bolte isko? Horn. No? Aap logo ko English bhi aata hai. Male chicken. Horn, kya bolte isko? Chicken ko kya bolte jo bolte cook rahe cook? Murga hai, Urdu hai. What you say in English?
Chicken.
Male chicken. For example, chalo, male chicken when it says noise, is like giving azan. You know? Giving azan. Whenever the male chicken make that noise, the hadith of Muslim Sharif, that chicken is looking at the angels. Can see the angels. Like a donkey and dog, when they bark, they see the shaitan. Hadith of Muslim Sharif. They see the shaitan. That time we have to read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Donkey, all the dogs. But when a chicken make noise, at the time you make dua, Allah accept your dua too. Hadith of Muslim Sharif. Hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif. Hadith of Nisa'i Sharif. Allah Akbar. Amazing. Amazing. Further the hadith of all the hadith book. When the Muslim get together, Muslims ishtima. We call it ijtima. By Thursday ijtima, Friday ijtima, in Markaz, the ijtima, wherever the gathering, the lecture take place, the bayan take place, the nasiha take place, wherever the ijtima of the Muslims, you make dua, Allah accept your duas. After the ijtima, one person make dua, Allah accept the dua. Hadith of all the siha sitta, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Nisa'i, and Ibn Majah. So at the time of each tema of Muslimin, when they make dua, Allah accept the dua. You got me? You understand me? Okay. Number 14. Hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, and Imam Tirmizi. Wherever the zikr majlis take place, zikrullah, the majlis, after zikr majlis, the dua accept. After Zikr Madlis, the dua accept. The hadith of Bukhari Sharif, the angels surround that. Ma min qawmin yajtami'una fi baytim min buyutillah. Yatluna kitab Allah, wa yazkuruna Allah, wa yatadarasunahu baynahum. Whenever Muslims get together, either for the zikr of Allah, or for recitation of Quran, or for dars, explaining the hadith and Quran, each other. What you get? حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. The angels surround that gathering. The special angel Allah Ta'ala kept in this dunya. These are the called Malay Safil. That's called Malay Ala. Those angels who staying in the heavens called Malay Ala. Those angels living in the world, they call Malay Safil. Those angels always, they're looking the majlis. Wherever the ijtima, wherever the majlis of Quran, majlis of hadith, majlis of the hadith, wherever they take place, they surround them. Wa nazarat alayhimu sakina wa zakarahumullah fi man inda. Allah narrates everybody's name in front of the angels. Look at them, they're sitting just to remember me. And then they asked, hadith of Bukhari Sharif, the angel, what they want is a long hadith. It's a long hadith of Bukhari Sharif. They're asking Jannat. They're seeking protection from Jahannam. So you bear witness, O my angels, I forgiven each and every one of them. Hadith of Bukhari, hadith of Muslim, hadith of Tirmidhi. Number 15, when Imam said, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَضَّالِينَ. Imam said, Surah Al-Fatiha, and if we say behind, Ameen. If we say, Ameen. So, that time, what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever's Ameen, get together with the Ameen of angels, because angels also standing in the sun. That's why the masala of fiqh, we don't know. We just say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. We don't make intention. When you say, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu, until the meme you in namaz, until the first meme, Assalamu, then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So intention, I'm making salam of those sitting here. Then, Assalamu alaikum, I'm making intention of salam, those sitting this side. So you're making salam to them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah on my right side. Assalamu alaikum. Make intention now. When you turn your face right and left side, we don't do. Make intention now. See, you must understand the fiqh masala also. Here when Imam said, the hadith is quoted by Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, Imam Nisa'i, Imam Ibn Majah. When Imam said, Amin, you must say Ameen. So our Ameen and angels Ameen get together. Allah forgive the entire past sins. Understand? Allah forgive entire past sins. But we are always negligent or neglectful in Salah. We don't even know when Imam completed the Surah Fatiha. We don't even say that. There are two places. One is after Walaqbalin to say Ameen. When Imam says, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. Both hadith Imam Muslim Sharif, when you say Rabbana wa lakal hamd, or when you say Ameen, you get together with the angels, then Allah forgive entire past sins. Allah forgive entire past sins. The hadith of Muslim, hadith of Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, and Nisa'i mentioned. Imam Jazari rahmatullah alayhi said, وَإِذَا قُرِعَ وَإِذَا قَرَعَ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ فَقُولُوا آمِينَ يُجِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. When Imam said وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ and you said Ameen, so then Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى will accept your dua. Ameen means, hey Allah, accept my dua. What we said, what Imam said. What he said? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Tafsir in nada, because one ayat explained to another ayat. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. Yalla, show me the way of the Anbiya. من النبيين والصديقين, the way of Siddiqeen, way of Shuhada and Salihin. Allah make us, not from Nabi, but at least Allah make us from Siddiqeen, from Salihin, from Shuhada. We are asking, Ya Allah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeen, put me on the straight path. That's why Surah Fatiha is wajib according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah in each and every namaz, either Faraz namaz, in all the rakats, either nafal namaz, sunnah namaz, wajib namaz, we have to read what? Suratul Fatiha, we have to ask Allah Ta'ala. To be asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in every rakat, sirat mustaqim. So if we say Ameen, so Allah will give us hidayat also. Understanding, Ballah. Okay, the hadith further. Imam Tabarani rahimahullah says, when iqamat take place, when the muazzin stand up and say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, at that time a person make dua in his heart, Allah accept the duas. Allah accept his duas. Imam Tabarani narrated the hadith. Okay, Imam Abu Dawud and Imam Tabarani narrated from Sahal bin Sa'ad, As-Sa'idi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever the rain comes, rain, barish ke waqt, rain, When the baran comes, the rain comes, and then what we do? We don't even know. We don't even realize. Because the rain is a rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. When the rain comes, you make dua, Allah accept your duas. Allah accept your duas. And further, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi mentioned in his kitab, in Kitab al-Umm, is a very famous kitab of Shafi'iyah, rahimahullah, Kitab al-Umm. He said, I have heard from many Sahaba and Tabi'in. I have heard from many Sahaba and Tabi'in. The barish ke waqt khususiyat se dua kabul hoti hai. Whenever the rain comes, Allah accept your, especially accept your dua. When Allah accept your, definitely Allah will accept your duas. So whenever rain comes, you must ask Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we want, we have to ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The final hadith, hadith number 19 or 20 number. He said, when Allah take me and you to perform Umrah or Hajj, whenever you enter in Haram of Makkah, Mukarramah, and when you see the Kaaba, you make dua, hadith of Tirmidhi Shareen and Tabrani. When you see the Kaaba and make dua, Allah will accept your duas. Understand? Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Ali, used to make dua always. When he used to go for Umrah, he performed 55 Hajj. He was going from Kufa to Makkah Mukarramah to perform Hajj. Not a single Eid namaz he performed in Baghdad. Every namaz he performed in Hajj. Every year. His age of 15. He became Balik and he started going to perform Hajj. And 55 years he performed Hajj. And age of 70 he passed away. He performed 55 Hajj. He says, whenever I used to see the Kaaba, I used to make dua. Hey Allah, whenever, meaning any times, night time, day time, afternoon, morning, evening, wherever, meaning here in Makkah Mukarramah, in Medina, or in Kufa, in Baghdad, wherever I am, and whatever asked you Allah Ta'ala, he's not going to ask something guna things, something haram things. He's going to ask always good things. Right? So whatever I asked, you accept my duas. He used to say that. There's three words. Whenever and wherever and whatever Allah asked you, hey Allah, you accept my duas. When he was saying that word? When he was seeing the Kaaba. Because if you sit down and look at the Kaaba, when you sit down and look at the Kaaba, these are the ulama. They were khadim al-deen. They were khadim al-ummat. They were khadim al-muslimin. They were not calling themselves, we are imam. They are very humble. They are very, very humble. Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, he made a tawaf. After tawaf, after Isha, he started his Quran. When Zakariya Samantullah mentioned, he started his Quran. He complete his Quran in two rakat namaz of tawaf by Maqam Ibrahim. And just before Fajr, he said, Ji, Ya Allah, I did not fulfill your right, forgive me. There were people. One day he was going on the street. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi mentioned that him and Imam Yusuf was walking on the street. One man was saying, or one old lady was saying, another person, these are the imam. This is the imam who read Fajr namaz with Isha namaz. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi said, Imam Abu Yusuf, did you hear? I am not performing. I'm not reading namaz. Fajr with Isha wuzu. But people are talking good about me. From tonight, from tomorrow, I'm going to start. And he started. For 40 years, he performed. You can find in Fazail Amal. For 40 years, Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, performed Fajr Salah with Isha Wuzu.
He never sleep. Whole night. Meaning he was reciting Qur'ans, Zikrullah, and Masails. Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, they were Khadim-e-Din. And we are the Khadim-e-Din. We are not Shaykh. We are not Imam. We are not great person. We are the Khadim and servant of Allah. And Allah send us, Allah gave us some knowledge to serve the community, to serve the Muslim, to serve the entire Ummah. I remember Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Kandhelvi from Maulana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah's village. Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Kandhelvi, he was walking from Deoband to Kandla. He was going to the Kandla, to his village. He saw an old man was carrying heavy goods, heavy bag on his head, and he was so old, can't even walk properly. He cannot even walk properly. So Hazrat went to him. He didn't recognize him. He went there and told him, can I carry your bag? Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib was a great wali Allah. He took his bag. Give me. I'll help you. You just walk. He took his bag and put on his head. And is carrying now. 20, 30 kilos. Hazrat is carrying. And on the way they're talking. Hazrat asked him, the old man, where are you going? He says, I'm going Kandla. Why? He said, I heard there's a big Buzruk day. His name is Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Kandelvi. I'm going to see him. How is it? How is? Yeah, I'm from Kandla. MashaAllah. He's reading namaz. He's reading namaz. He's okay. He didn't say, oh, I am Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Kandelvi. He is going to visit him. But he didn't say, I am Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Kandelvi. Understand? Look at the humbleness. He carried and carried and carried until they reached by the entrance of the village. So the village people saw, Hazrat, how can you carry so much? They ran towards him and took his bag. Then the old man realized, Maulana Muzaffar Hussain is the same one who carried my goods. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi from Pakistan. I'm not giving you an example of the Sahaba and Tabi'in and Tabi'in Tabi'in. Mufti Taqi Sahib's father, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, he says, I went to see Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi by train. Those times to go by train. He says, I jumped off from the train at the station of Thana Bhavan. Thana Bhavan station, train station. I came out from the train. I saw that one man, it was late night. Late night, the train was late. So I saw the one man and his wife, and he got two or three children. And they got so much goods, bags. So they were shouting, Kuli, Kuli, yani the helper. He was calling Kuli. But there was nobody. Dark night, it was a late night, and it was a very dark. Nobody was there. I thought, no, I'm going to help them. I'm not going to tell them who I am. He was a Mufti Shafi. He took his imama and he tied like a kuli. That nobody can recognize him. He tied like a kuli. You know, kuli normally is different way. So he can carry like something on the head. So he just tied his imama nicely like a kuli. And he went there, yes, what you want? He said, yes, I can carry yours. How much you'll take? Whatever you want to give, you can give. Whatever money you want to give, you can give. He carried the heavy bag on his head. And went away by the Khanka of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, because they were going to see Hazrat Thanvi also, and Hazrat also was going to see Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. And left his bag down, left everything. He says, I'm coming, and he disappeared. Mufti Shafi Sahib went away. He didn't tell, because they're going to give him money. So he just disappeared. He left his bag there and said, Assalamu alaikum, I'm coming, I'm going. And he went away. Next day morning, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah came in a khanka. So the same man who came with his wife and children, the man said, Hazrat, it was a miracle. I said, what miracle? He said, last night, somebody came and carried my bag, my big bag. And he didn't charge me. He didn't take money. He just disappeared. Looked like the angel came from Allah. Mufti Shafi Sahib said, I was sitting there, I was listening. But I didn't see, yes, I was there. Look at the humbleness. I was there. I was listening that they sang to who? Maulana Tarwi Rahmatullah Alayh. Look at the humbleness. We are the Khadim-e-Deen. We are Khadim-e-Deen. We have to do, we have to serve only for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will help us. So, there are so many hadiths. I was talking to you. Now, the time is over now. But I was going to go and tell some more hadiths that what time the dua accept. But the time is over now, inshallah. There are some ladies who want to become bait also behind in madrasa. So, one more minute. The dua of hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, we asked the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What time the dua accept quicker? Which is the time? But dua is straight away been accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tahajjud time. What time? Tahajjud time. Wallah. Number two, hadith of Muslim Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, There is one time on Friday, when the Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, that time is after, from the Imam come for Jummah Salah until the Salam. In between, if you have time to make dua, Allah will accept the dua. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah said, Asar till Maghrib on Friday. From Asar till Maghrib, whatever dua you make on Friday, Allah accept the dua. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, the Shabi Jummah, the night of Jummah, Allah accept the dua. And after Farz Namaz, and there are many, many dua, many things. One hadith left. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the four dua, Allah will never ever reject. Four people's dua, Allah will never ever reject. Number one, when the Haji going to perform Hajj, from the time he left his country until he come back to his house, he left the house, he entered the house, in between, you make dua, Allah will accept your dua. Allah will never reject. Number two, the second hadith is mentioned by Ali Muttaqin Kanzul Ummal. He says, the person who go in the path of Allah, whenever they make dua until they come back to the house, Allah accept the dua. Alhamdulillah, Jamaat is here from Malaysia. Alhamdulillah. We tell them also to make dua. They are the musafirs. Understand? And they came only not for money, not for the job. They came here for work of deed. To make the iman strong, and to greet the Muslim brothers and convey the message of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Sahaba did it in the world? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who can be better than the person who invites, who invoke the person towards Allah? He's the best person in the world. Allah said in the Quran Kareem. Okay, so third person, Mariz ki dua jab tak siyat yaab. The sick person, until he get better, until he get cures, whatever dua he makes, Allah accept his dua. That's why if you go and visit the Mariz to the hospital or to his house, on the way, you're not walking on the ground, you're walking in the place of Jannat. Until you sit by him, Allah accept your dua. The Mariz dua, the sick person dua, is like a dua of the angel. Understand me? Now, last one is, to make dua for those who are not present here. Allahumma kfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimina. Unseen, to make dua for those brothers, those who are in front of you. So if a person every day in the morning say three times, Allahumma kfir ummata Muhammad, Allahumma arham ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ansur ummata Muhammad, Allah will make him mustajabud da'wat. What Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, with this dua, you have to do extra. Also give the dawat too. If you make this dua and give dawat, Allah will make you mustajabud dawat. Mustajabud dawat means the person is so close to Allah Ta'ala, when he raises his hand through his dua, Allah feed entire people. And whenever he make dua, Allah accept his dua. That is called mustajabud dawa in the hadith, in the dictionary, in the Prophet has mentioned that. So this is a very, very important thing that we make dua for entire ummahs, for their hidayat, for our hidayat, for our children's hidayat, for those who are not present, for everyone's, we have to make dua. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, kabul farmana. So those ladies, inshallah, they want to become bad, they just follow my words. Follow my word, inshallah. And after that, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إنما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يبايعونك يبايعون الله Just repeat the word I believe in Allah I believe in all the divine books I believe in angels I believe in all the prophets I believe on Jannat I believe in Jahannam I believe on the day of resurrection. I believe on the day of reckoning. I believe in taqdeer, good and bad, everything from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Second things have to repeat also. I am promising today I will perform my 5-time faraz salah. And when the month of Ramadan comes, I will fast. When Allah give me wealth, I will pay my charity and zakat. When Allah give me wealth, I will go to perform Hajj. Third sentence. I am making toba, I am repenting. Main toba karti hoon kufr se, shirk se, bid'at se, aur kabira gunahon se. Ya Allah, meri toba kabul farma. Oh Allah, accept my toba. Oh Allah, accept my toba. Oh Allah, accept my toba. Today I am becoming bad on the hand of Siraj in 4 silsila. Qadriya, Chistiya, Saharwardiya, and Naqshbandiya. Ya Allah, accept my bad and give me strength and taqat to be firm on Islam and whatever we have promised on the hand of Siraj. Inshallah. And if we make mistake, then we turn to Allah Ta'ala and make Tawbah. But ye aapki bait ho gayi. Aap logon ne bait kar li. Mere haath par. Charo silsile mein. Chunki mujhe ijazat hai charo silsile ki. Hamare shaykh, Hazrat Haji Ramzan Sahab Mewati aur unke shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. اور ان کے شیخ حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ اس طرح سلسلہ is going to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مجھ سے لے کر نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تک 39 واسطے ہیں بیٹھ ہونے کے یعنی in between the 39 chain the names of the اولیاء اللہ between me until رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم remember once a day we will give you انشاءاللہ the ذکر ذکر کا جو کاغذ ہے ہم انشاءاللہ آپ کو دے دیں گے اجازت دے دیں گے لیکن کوشش کرنا ہے 200 ٹائم لا الہ الا اللہ 200 ٹائم لا الہ الا اللہ and 500 ٹائم الا اللہ not 500 400 ٹائم 200 ٹائم لا الہ الا اللہ and 400 ٹائم الا اللہ and 500 ٹائم اللہ 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 And 100 times, Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. So 1200 times, this is called Tasbih Dawazda, was given to Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, to our Shaykh and Shaykh coming to us. Koshis karni hai, jitni ho sake. Varna, soba, shuru se, you can begin slowly, 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 slowly. Phir aap akhri stage par pahunch jayenge, number 1. Number 2, har namaz ke baad, 1 minute ke liye, ya 2 minute ke liye, آنکھ بند کر کے اپنے دل کے اوپر دیکھیں اپنے ہارٹ کے اوپر دیکھیں اور سوچیں کہ اللہ میرے پاس ہے اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے بس یہ 2 سینٹنس اپنے دماغ میں سوچنا ہے that Allah is with me and Allah is looking at me یہ 2 سینٹنس کو ریپیٹ کرنا ہے اس کو ہم کہتے ہیں مراقبہ یہ مراقبہ اللہ کرنا ہے کہ ہم اللہ کو اپنے پاس دیکھ رہے ہیں اب کیا اس کا فائدہ ہوگا جب یہ آپ کرتے رہیں گے تو آئندہ جب بھی کوئی گناہ سامنے آئے گا تو آپ کے دماغ میں آئے گا اللہ is with me اللہ میرے ساتھ ہے تو انسان گناہ سے بچ جائے گا تو یہ مراقبہ ہے, اس مراقبہ کو کرنا ہے انشاءاللہ. اللہ تعالیٰ ہم آپ سب کی اس بیعت کو قبول فرمائے. اب سب دعا کر لیتے ہیں. اللہم لک الحمد کما انت اہلو, وصلی علی سیدنا محمد کما انت اہلو, وافعل بنا ما انت اہلو, فانک انت اہل التقوى واہل المغفرة. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, اے اللہ بڑے گنہگار ہے, اے اللہ بڑے گنہگار ہے, بڑے مجرم ہے, بڑے پاپی ہے, اے اللہ میں اقراری مجرم ہے, یہ اقراری مجرم ہے. اللہ معاف کر دے, اللہ معاف کر دے, اللہ معاف کر دے, ہم تو گناہ کر کے بھول گئے. اے اللہ بھی فگوت وسیم بیو نو گوئنگ ٹو فگیٹ, یا اللہ, اے اللہ فگیو اس, اے اللہ معاف کر دے, معاف کر دے, اے اللہ فگیو اس, یا اللہ. اللہ العالمین, ہم چھپ چھپ کر گناہ کرتے ہیں, چھپ چھپ کر گناہ کرتے ہیں, اے اللہ ہم چھپ کر اپنی اولاد سے, اپنے ماں باپ سے, اپنے دوستوں سے, اپنے فرینڈ سے, اپنی فیملی سے چھپ کر گناہ کرتے ہیں. But no one can hide from you, یا اللہ. You present everywhere, اللہ. We can hide anyway. Quietly we can commit sin, but we cannot hide from you, یا اللہ. تو تو ہر جگہ موجود ہے. اے اللہ تجھے سب کچھ خبر ہے. You know everything. How many sins we have committed in our life, یا اللہ. اے اللہ forgive all of us, یا اللہ. ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ, ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ, ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ. اے اللہ یہ درس حدیث کی مجلس ہے جس کے بعد دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں. اے اللہ اس کے بعد ہماری دعائیں قبول کر لے. اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے. اللہ اس حدیث کی برکت سے ہمیں ہدایت نصیب فرما. اللہ through the برکت of the حدیث of the very blessing speech of your رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اے اللہ give us ہدایت, یا اللہ. اے اللہ show us straight path, یا اللہ. اللہ ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر چلا دے. ہمیں عافیت نصیب فرما, سکون نصیب فرما, رحمت نصیب فرما. تیرے عذاب کو ہٹا لے اللہ, رحمت کی چادر ڈال دے اللہ. اے اللہ remove your عذاب and anger, یا اللہ. اے اللہ you, یا اللہ put upon us the sheet of the rahmat upon us, یا اللہ. اے الہ العالمین, اے اللہ ہم سب کا آنا قبول فرما. جو بھی بیمار ہو, those who are sick in this gathering or at home and hospital, اے اللہ grant everyone شفا کامل, یا اللہ. سب کو شفا عطا فرما, سب کو عافیت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ چھوٹی بڑی جو بھی بیماری میں مبتلا ہو, سب کو شفا عطا فرما. اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو آنکھوں کی تھندر بنا دے. اللہ make our children the coolness of our eyes, یا اللہ. اے اللہ make our children and generation till the day of قیامت. اے اللہ make them amongst the awliya, اللہ, amongst the ulama, amongst the muttaqeen, amongst the salihin, amongst the mufassirin. اے اللہ forgive all of us and forgive our children and forgive our progeny, اللہ. Forgive our parents, یا اللہ. Forgive, اے اللہ, this gathering, یا اللہ. اللہ forgive our brothers, forgive our sisters, forgive entire ummat of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جو لوگ آج بیٹھ ہوئے ہیں اور جتنے پیچھے بیٹھ ہوئے ہیں, جن لوگ جو لوگ مجھ سے نسبت رکھتے ہیں سلسلے کی, اللہ سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, سب کی بیماریوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ چاہے وہ نیشنل ہو انٹرنیشنل ہو, جہاں کئی لوگ مجھ سے بیعت ہوئے ہیں, اللہ سب کی بیعت کو قبول فرما اور سب کو استقامت علی بیعت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ توبہ کی توفیق نصیب فرما, نماز کی پابندی کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے اللہ گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ نیک اور صالحین میں سے بنا. اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. نہ مانگ سکے اپنے فضل و کرم سے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے تو پہل ہمیں عطا فرما. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ